When I found out that Donald Trump had won the presidential election, I was scared. I was just staring at my phone in shock, and I had no idea what was going to happen next.
I'm not devastated that Trump is president. I think it sends a pretty strong message to the American people that something needs to change. A vote for Trump does not mean you are a bigot, a racist, or anti-woman. Maybe the country does need to be run more like a business so we can actually get things done.
I just didn't understand how such a hateful man could rise to power so quickly. And I've been really angry, but now I'm just tired. I'm tired that hate is now state-sponsored.
I feel like a lot of students, people in general, educated themselves through social media and what was on television rather than informing themselves.
I feel like as minorities, as people of color, as the LGBT community, as Muslims, as everyone who's ever been prejudiced against, and everyone who's ever experienced inequality, we all need to make sure that we stay in school, we handle our business, we're good in everything that we do, so that we can one day, in the next election, we can make sure that we make our voices heard. We are the ones running for Senate, we are the ones running for President, we are the ones representing us in these communities.
My concerns are that Donald's kind of going to lose his temper a little bit sometimes and say some not so smart things and get some people angry, but I don't think he's going to make too many bad decisions. I think he knows where he's going. I think he knows what he's doing.
The fact that someone like Trump is able to be elected, the things that he says about women and about people of different races, the fact that it's okay for him to say those things now makes it seem more okay for other people to say those things. So I think that's my biggest fear.
My concern is war, but that's a concern with any candidate. With Hillary, it was going to be war with Russia. With Trump, it's going to be a civil war. You know, and the question is, who's going to win either of those?
Seeing that my generation doesn't want to take action or take responsibility for their future and my future, our future, I just don't want to stay in a country like this if that's what it's going to be like.
There's no doubt that the presidential elect came as a huge shock to me. But I call our citizens to have some respect and faith in our country. We've made it through a civil war, two world wars, the Great Depression, and terrorist attacks, but this is no fight. We elected someone new as president. This should not be tearing us apart. It should be bringing us together.